Now, Judy, I've been informed that we have John Hutchison on the line. So, John, I want to welcome you to the Dynamic Duo.
Hello.
John, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, your background, your education, especially your training in science and technical subjects?
Well, my education is I flunked my coloring book and blocks. I'm self-taught, and I've been involved in many applications in engineering and research, and one of them happened to be into Nikola Tesla, which I was able to replicate a lot of his experiments, and pushing it beyond the envelope there, we were managed to cause levitation of objects and also the destruction of objects, as it's called, and it gained interest into the U.S. Military back in 1983, which they did a lot of experiments and tests with it.
So you grew up in Canada?
Yes, I did.
Whereabouts?
Oh, I'm in New Westminster, British Columbia. I grew up in North Vancouver, by the way.
In North Vancouver?
Yeah, I was away in Europe for a while and just landed in New Westminster.
I presume you went to school there, or high school, for example?
I had a private tutor, and we were mostly in the I was into chemistry quite a bit, and I was in the chemical lab. Also gunsmithing and machine tool work. But a little later on, I got into the Tesla stuff, which is kind of intriguing.
But you never matriculated to a university. You didn't actually earn, you don't have university degrees. You don't have an academic background or a scientific background other than what you learned in the process of your tutoring and your self-learning.
That's right, yes. Thank God for that, because if I went the normal route and all that stuff, then I'd be programmed to not think outside of the box.
Excuse me, I've been under the weather all week with a nasty case of the stomach flu. How have you made your living, John?
Well, I made my living through various defense contractors, giving demonstrations for them, as well as American and Germany. And of late, I've been doing a lot of television shows. There's really high demand for that, so they pay large amounts of money for coming here to film.
And before you got into the effects and so forth, your discoveries of how were you, you know, making ends meet?
Oh, way back past 1970?
Say, anytime. Fill me in.
Wow, that's back in 1970. Prior to that, I was involved in a major court case against the Canadian government on gun control issues. And prior to that, it was just on welfare, getting odd jobs, that kind of thing. So, it was a lot of fun. Not so long time ago. It seems like that.
Judy are kind of striking contrast cases because, of course, Judy has multiple degrees in academic background, 60 peer-reviewed articles, and your background is completely the opposite.
Yeah, kind of wild and woolly there, but it's been an interesting adventure.
I get
along fine with the scientists and that. We work together on different projects. And
go ahead, Judy.
Yeah, I've noticed something different with John than the typical student. John thinks. The student's program. Well, they check the answer to the back of the book, and that's, you know, what the answer is.